As the temperatures begin to rise and people move outside, Green Bike is announcing another expansion of service in Salt Lake City. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
For the 2016 season, Green Bike will be adding 8 new stations and adding 109 lighter second-generation bikes to their fleet. One of those 8 new stations is located at Trolley Square by the Whole Foods supermarket. It's the first station outside of the core downtown area. Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski says she hopes it's the first of many more to come.
For me, this is a huge step that is meaningful to everyone who does not live in this core downtown area. So thank you, Green Bike, for expanding in this direction. We're creeping a little closer to Sugar House, which we all know is really wanting some alternative transportation.
Matt Sybil is the chief planning officer for the Utah Transit Authority. Sybil says UTA executives are a big believer in the Green Bike system, and they see it helping to solve the last mile problem.
Train to Green Bike to office. Green Bike to bus to grocery store. These are the kinds of phrases that we hear more and more of at UTA that we're very much attuned to, and again reinforce the notion that the system that we have here today is really a part of our public transportation system.
Green Bike now has 33 stations and more than 300 bikes, an increase of more than 400% since launching in 2013. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.